Hey,
Hey, Ron. How are you?
well, thanks.
Good.
Kira, are we expecting more people?
I am waiting on, well, Ed Chitty didn't let me know if they were going to come, and neither did Kevin Hutchcroft. But those are the only two other people because everyone else is excused.
Oh, cool.
So we only need technically four to meet quorum.
Oh, great. So maybe is that quorum now that Kevin just logged on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, John Paul
Cool.
too.
Oh, and JP is here too.
Oh,
Cool.
okay, perfect.
So sorry I'm late. I had somebody actually take my other meeting, but I do have something else at 4.
Thanks, JP.
Yeah, thank you.
And I think Cesar can't come today, right? Cool. So I think Elaine, whenever you're ready.
Well, why don't we go ahead and get started? Not feeling well, so bear with me, you guys. Been having really bad migraines for the last month, so I've been really ill. But we'll get, hopefully I'll get through it today. Okay. So do we have quorum for right now? At least four people? Okay. Why don't we go ahead and then do introductions, calling the meeting at 3:03.
Okay, I'll start. Ron Hernandez, I'm a committee member.
Bruce Ito, committee member.
John Paul Soto, committee member.
Kevin Hutchcroft, HHS. I think I'm also a committee member, if I'm right. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Melina
And
Clark, council staff.
go ahead.
All right, and Kira, council staff.
Okay, and Elaine Flores, member. Okay, so should we go ahead and review and approve November draft agenda?
Can everyone see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just gonna scroll through it. Mostly just boilerplate today. A few items on the attendance report, renewals, as well as a prospective applicant, Na.
Is she joining us later?
I believe so. Yeah, I think she should be. And that's it for the agenda.
Okay. All right, can we get an approval? I'm sorry, I'm used to running over here how we do our membership. So usually we'll go for an approval. So we get an approval hearing, no nays. We'll go ahead and approve the agenda for November. Okay.
And I just pulled up the minutes as well.
Okay. Let's go review the minutes for April 14th.
Lots of boilerplate stuff again last month with we reviewed Nay's exit interview, heard Cicely was resigning. Some updates on the demographic report. And that was about it.
Okay. Let's go ahead and approve the draft minutes for April 14th. Hearing no no's, go ahead and approve it. Does anybody have any announcements? Mark?
Hello. What is my announcement? I'm sorry, I'm just obsessed by my bedhead here, which has not gone away in quite a number of hours. The council, the full council meeting this month is one week later because of the Thanksgiving holidays, and then he will take that week off. So it'll be on the 29th.
Okay, great. I shall put that in my note for my work. She sure likes to get on me on that. So
yes, let them know in advance.
Right. Any more announcements, anybody? None?
I think Kevin has one.
Okay, Ron.
No, I think Kevin has one. He has his hand up.
Oh, Kevin? I can't see you, Kevin, so.
You're on mute, Kevin.
Count your blessings that you cannot see me. I wanted to just briefly mention that, and I sent out, I think, an announcement today on the six-month verification. I'm sure this is old news for people, but the six-month verification has been eliminated by HRSA's recent PCN, Policy Clarification Announcement 1302, I think. Just want to make that announcement. We are reviewing it, and we will come out with local policy to adapt to it.
Okay, is this a six-month verification for
Ryan White eligibility?
Okay, not ADAP.
Yeah, that includes ADAP as well. And we're kind of waiting to study what the state comes out with on ADAP eligibility. But yeah, it's great news.
Yeah.
You know, that six-month verification is quite an administrative burden to all providers and all health departments. So it's a good thing.
Good news. Thanks, Kevin, for that update. I probably should make an announcement. I'm very happy to hear here in Marin County that we are at 98% vaccinated. Wow. And we're the only county that's in the yellow. So woohoo, Marin. So we do.
Yay.
Coming over. Are uplifted on the mask, but I've been noticing at, you know, with my public work that everybody's still being pretty much maxed up. They don't want to get really into unmasked. You get very few people here, but it's really good to know that everybody's still staying masked. So I'm very proud of Marin right now. Woohoo! Thank you. So, okay. If there's no more public, I don't think have any public comment? There's no public?
Nope.
All right. So council member attendance report and council application. The letter of probation sent, none. Do we have any renewals? None, I'm not seeing. Okay, notice of attendance, that would be me.
And I do have a renewal. It's Richard Sullivan. And so I have his application, his renewal application right here.
Okay.
Can everyone see this okay?
Maybe a little larger.
Yeah.
A little
larger? Okay. Let's see. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm just going to slowly scroll through so you all can read Richard's words.
I wonder, because there might be challenges in seeing this, if you or I wouldn't mind just reading it out loud. Is that cool? That might be better for folks.
Yeah, I'll just read it out loud. Good idea, Mark. Okay, so number one, what is your primary reason for seeking renewal on the council? Richard said, I believe in the work being done by the council for people living with HIV/AIDS in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Marin counties. Number two, did your service on the council turn out to be what you expected? Yes. And he says, in hindsight, I didn't really know what to expect. My experience has been more than I could have imagined. Learning from other council members has been an opportunity that I am grateful to have been chosen to receive. I am honored to be a council member. Number three, what committee and work group did you serve on, and what did you learn? How did you benefit from your committee work group involvement? Richard says, I currently serve as a co-chair of the Community Engagement Committee and as a member of the Steering Committee. I also represent the full council at the End the Epidemic Steering Committee meetings. Number four, what do you think you've contributed to the council and committees/work groups? Richard responds, I try to bring my lived experience to council discussions and also empathy and understanding. Number five, would you be interested in serving in a leadership role on the council? Richard answers, yes. I never say no to service. I would be grateful to serve and to continue learning. Signed, Richard Sullivan.
Okay. So do we make an motion to approve his application, or what do we do next?
I think you do discussion first and then a motion to approve.
Okay. Any open discussion?
It looks like there's a comment from Kevin that I'll read out loud. I have a comment as well. Kevin thinks that Richard has been extraordinarily helpful to the council. I would just echo that. I'd say, like, here at membership, we have a couple very strong examples in Elaine and Ron of consumers of services who have really stepped up time and time again. And I really think that Richard is following that model that you both have really put forward of really being in it and really being interested in the work and not just phoning it in. Richard stepped up as well, like many consumers have, to be a leader. He didn't do a lot of this kind of work beforehand, as many have not, and yet he's just really rolled with it. So yeah, those are my two cents.
I have to agree with that, because just knowing how he operates with this council, it's like, wow, it's like, for not having a lot of background experience and with the kind of work you guys do professionally, he really does put himself like he does know professionally, and it's really amazing how he stepped up. So I totally agree.
Yeah. Same here too. I think that he really brings a lot to the table on a regular basis, and he's a great advocate. I think he's one of the biggest advocates that I've known in the last, you know, couple of years for the folks that we work with on different levels, not just folks living with HIV, but also living and surviving Hep C and other stuff as well. So yeah, I think he definitely has been fantastic. I think our work keeps him going too.
Yeah.
So I make a motion to approve his renewal.
Second.
Who was that second? Was that Elaine that second? Oh, Kevin, okay.
Hey, Kevin, yeah. All right. So we go to approve his application, you guys, for next meeting, right?
Okay. No, actually, I mean, first here, you just see if there's any objections, which...
I got a migraine.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to be helpful.
Okay, thank you, Mark, stepping up.
No worries. And okay. So with this committee's approval now, it just goes to the full council on the 29th.
Okay.
Be renewed. as well as this upcoming application that we have, but we'll get to that when we get to it.
Okay. All right. So now we move it to full council. All right. So then it's little me. Notice of attendance to be sent out to me.
Noted.
I'm so sorry, you guys. There's been a lot going on for the last 3 months, and it was just so hard to get situated. I had a family issue of a homelessness, and then work was interfering, and then I got sick. I've been having really bad, severe migraines for the last 2 months. So we're getting checked it out. We're doing okay. I apologize. Not a good example.
Elaine, any time that you're feeling poorly and can't make a meeting, you know what? You could email, you could text me. I mean, whatever you want to do, we bend over backwards to make sure things are excused for the very reasons that you just outlined, life happening. So just let us know and never a problem.
Okay. All right. Will do. I thought I did, but I guess I did. It's been really rough 3 months, you guys. So I'm so sorry. So, but we're getting it back on track. So hopefully. All right. So send out that letter to me.
Oh, do we have to? Can we just consider it done?
I probably shouldn't say no, but that's all up to you guys.
Okay.
All right. So anything else in there? Okay. Then we actually just still have, if there's not anything up on top, we just have the regular Cecily's and not.
I think we did nays last month, right? So it might just be Cecily's. Do we have Cecily's?
I didn't get an exit interview from her, unfortunately.
Okay, so we can just Elaine, we'll just review when we eventually get that from her.
Okay, great. It's because she's on here, so I'm just reading off what's on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No worries.
And then we don't have NOG application, or?
We have her application right here.
Okay. So let me frame this for you, because this is one of those special ones, because she is a government appointee, and there's no one else being offered forth from the Marin Department of Health. So there wasn't really need to go through the interview process because she's in, right? She'll be our official department rep for Marin. But you all still need to approve the actual application. So that's what Melina will be reviewing today before we go to that vote.
Okay.
Mark, do you want me to read it out loud like I did for Richards? Or just do a
I think you can scroll through the attributes and then maybe read her responses, unless they're really long.
That sounds good. Yeah, just here's some basic demographic information she filled out, which I won't read out loud. Employed by local health department of Marin. And then there's not a lot. These are all kind of question marks. Okay, here's her bio, which I will read. Noss says, I have conducted HIV programming for over 7 years, including my work with the nonprofit Community Health for Asian Americans, Contra Costa County HIV AIDS Program, and Marin County HIV AIDS Program. I have an MPH, and public health is my passion. Why are you interested in joining the council? Noss says, I would like to serve as the Marin County representative to ensure that Marin County's consumers and community members have someone to relay their concerns at the SFEMA level. Participation at council meetings will provide me with the opportunity to learn about more resources for people living with HIV and AIDS. She also says that as a senior program coordinator, I conduct an annual client satisfaction survey to gather consumer input regarding the HIV care services we provide. I also support monitoring and evaluating our subcontractors who provide HIV care and prevention services. In describing NAS participation, community planning, or health planning processes, she says, I currently staff our Marin County HIV AIDS Care Council and previously staffed the Contra Costa HIV AIDS Consortium. I have also served on the California MHSA Multicultural Coalition and the Stigma and Discrimination Reduction Consortium with focuses on mental health. In terms of life experience, Na describes, my passion for public health stems from seeing the struggles of my own refugee family and wanting to break down the barriers that prevent underserved communities from living healthy and happy lives. In terms of activities, Nas engaged with, she says she's the senior program coordinator with Marin County HIV/AIDS program. References here. That's about it. I think there's someone maybe who's off mute, if you don't mind muting yourself.
Bruce, would you mind muting?
Yes. Sorry, yeah, I will.
And maybe we don't usually contact the references unless there's some challenges that might come up during the discussion, but we might as well read off who her references are as well.
Oh, thanks, Mark. So first reference is Cicely Emerson, Marin County Division Director. Next is Linda Dobra, Marin County Senior Registered Nurse, and Wade Flores, Marin County HIV/AIDS Care Council Co-Chair.
A familiar name.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wonder who that is.
The infamous Wade Flores.
I know. And he should have put that, and he didn't put it on there, but he's also a member of the MCC board as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, cool. He's a big shot now.
I bet.
Okay. And now I believe we need a motion to approve the application, right, Mark?
First, any discussion or anything that you, I guess, Elaine, you probably have experience with not anything that you want to relay before motions or anything like that?
She's really, really great with a lot of information. She's the kind of person that you can actually go to and say, Nog, I need this, I need that. And she'll be happy to do it. She's very informative. So she's always has the knowledge to get on the track on things. She's very on top of it. And she is very dedicated to her work here in Marin. She's done an amazing job in getting out information. She was amazing during the time when Cecily was doing the COVID during the time, and she was just right on everything. She played Cecily's role really great. So she's wonderful, you guys. I do have to say.
Excellent.
Now, Mark, you said because she's government appointed, we forego the one-on-one process, right?
Yeah, well, it's not so much we forego, we don't need it. When we meet in person, it is kind of cool to be able to have them, but also we might not even do it with someone like Nah in person either, because she's coming from Marin. That's just kind of a lot. That would have been a lot. And so because we want to get her in before the end of the year closes, we really don't want to lose any Marin representation, you know, across meetings. So I kind of just pushed it here in this agenda. So yeah, no need to interview.
I stand by the motion.
Okay, yes. So do we get it a motion to approve and second?
I'll second.
Okay, who seconded?
I think I heard Bruce.
Bruce?
Okay. Yeah, I'll second.
All right, great. All right. So we'll go ahead and approve her application for full council. And let's see, anything else? Oh my God, you guys, this is really short today.
Yeah, running through it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so we do have any demographic information update?
Yeah, I will share my screen here. So this is the EPI report first, so demographics of San Francisco, and this just reflects the resignation of Cicely, which doesn't change too much our target demographics for recruitment. Now we're at 31 total council members and down to 18 from 19 white members, 7 females from 8, as well as down in our age 50 to 59 range, which is actually most council members. So that doesn't change a lot there. Any questions about the EPI report? And then I'll show you the Aries one.
Okay, hearing none.
Okay, hearing none. Thanks, Elaine. Here is the Aries report. So this looks pretty similar, reflecting Cicely leaving in the areas I just mentioned, and the target demographics for recruitment remain unchanged. Any questions here?
Well, I know we have a little time. I'll try to get this done before JP has to leave. Did we actually come up with any really great ideas on how we can do recruitment again? Because I can tell you, we had our forum meeting last month, which went out really good. We were really surprised at how much people did show up online and inside. So the outcome was really good. And we actually put out application for membership, and we took a little time from all us members to kind of introduce what we do. And we got two applicants. Now we're going through the interview with them, and we're possibly, hopefully, getting another third one. So I think that putting out the council when you guys do kind of do some kind of meetings with the public and introducing can probably help recruit.
I agree. I think this is a problem. I mean, we're not really at a problem now. We certainly have more numbers than many other councils, but at the same time, we should, right? We're San Francisco EMA, you know, including two counties, Marin and San Mateo, that all three of us are pretty active when it comes to HIV advocacy. So we should actually have the most, or some of the most highest numbers, particularly of consumers in the council. So I think what we are experiencing is in some ways the hangover from 2020. You know, even though we're not as locked down as 2020, we've noticed just with our needs assessments and COLAs and a hesitancy, let's just be polite and say a hesitancy of folks wanting to do community forums in person. I was so happy to actually get NAS receipts for the Marin Community Forum, because that means to me, well, it happened somewhere. And so I see 2022 as us turning a page. People, I think, in San Francisco have been very conservative about that. It's understandable. But I think there will need to be some letting go eventually, and a need for in-person type focus groups and in-person type meetings. And so then we can go back to exactly what you described, Elaine, which is looking for potential council members and connecting them directly. I mean, that's how we got Richard Sullivan, right? Dave met him during a needs assessment. And I think that's how we've gotten a number of other council members. Right. So I think taking your advice, Elaine, is going to be what we'll be doing, making sure that it's a part of what we talk about when we do these needs assessments, whether it's small scale or large scale.
Yeah, because I kind of noticed that. And it's like, well, if we're working it here, I know San Francisco can do it too. And you're right, Mark. You guys are the big, I always call it the mothership. You guys are the mothership of the both of us. So it's like, you know, we should have larger numbers in San Francisco. And if we can find any type of way of any kind of community meeting that we host, that the council hosts, probably get a couple of members, give them the input and how long, because what helped us with those three applicants was that we gave them a little bit of information, how we feel about the council, what we accomplished, what we did as a member. And it kind of got them motivated. So I'm thinking that maybe when you guys do some kind of forum or anything like that, you can have a couple of members from the council show up and give a little introduction.
Absolutely. That would be great. And I think we have consumers on the council as well who would be willing to partner with us on that, because it wouldn't mean a lot of work for them. It would just mean being there to really show who they are and show that they are part of the council, and to talk a little bit about their experience with the council. It just makes it much more humanizing, I think. And that's how we've been able to get a number of clients in the past as well.
Yeah.
When I used to do outreach for the council at various support groups, I'd always make sure to have sort of a trusty person on my left and trusty person on my right. And Wade was there a couple of times as well to really just sort of talk about, you know, their experience, and have it not come from like an administrator like me, but rather like a person who is experiencing the epidemic in a way that you know, I never could.
Yeah, that'd be great. And knowing you guys have a larger, workers, you can have somebody who's just a regular unaffiliated to affiliated one, and just give them how we all work together as a team, so they don't have to be frightened to work with providers or anything like that. So it'd be kind of exciting to get who you can get that work with the council and see the comfort at all, and just give examples of what we do together.
Yeah, and Melina and Kira, this is something to keep in mind, you know, because, you know, obviously we're still very virtual this year, but next year when we do COLAs and needs assessment activities, it may not be like that at all. And so when doing COLAs, it might be good to you know, connect directly with someone like Ron or Elaine or Richard or whoever to see if they could join you and set aside like a good 5-10 minutes for them to speak on it.
Mm-hmm. And I'd be willing to do that for you guys too. It's just a lot easier, yeah, and comforting to know that, you know, like, it's just great, you know, and they're like, oh, okay, maybe I will.
Yeah, and that you don't need a whole lot of public policy experience. Your own life experience is sufficient.
Right. Yeah, the knowledge. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anybody else want to comment on the discussion? Anybody? Ron? Anybody? Nobody?
You summed it up.
Okay. Summed it up. All right, you guys. So I guess this is pretty much it.
Oh, so two more things. One thing that's not on the agenda, so I'm glad we have time. Okay. I did not put on, because I just felt like it's just such a... It's special year part two in 2021. You know, usually this month we start talking about sending out a notice of, do you want to change committees? I don't even know if we need to go there at this point. I mean, I think we can check in about it in the January meeting to see if something, I mean, this committee is a committee that has charge over that. But to me, it's just like, maybe let's just even save it for the new year and just see how you all feel then about, do we even want to like switch up committees at this point? And then, so that's okay. We'll just put that on the January agenda. And if, I guess, Melina, if you can have a note for that for Allie, because Allie should be back by then. Allie's return will be in January as well. And then the second thing, of course, is that you all need to decide if you want to have a December meeting. You know, most committees do decide to take December off, but it's up to you.
Okay.
I move
to
take it off.
Sounds like an informal motion to take it off.
Okay.
Well, anyone opposed?
But in the meantime, I want everybody to make up some great ideas on how we can recruit. How's that?
Absolutely.
But as far as what you're saying, Mark, about if you want to change committees, I don't know how everybody else feels. I'm okay. Of keeping it the way it goes. I think every year should probably be it. I mean,
should we do something like open enrollment where it's up to you if you want to change, you make the move?
I love that idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instead of in some ways like our usual, like, let's try to mix things up. I mean, things have already been mixed up a lot, I think, for people in general.
Yeah.
That we just kind of leave it open. Like, if you want to move, just let the membership committee know. I mean, the membership committee will always try to make sure that people are, you know, that there's like diversity, right? That there's diversity, right, amongst consumers, service providers, diversity amongst gender, all those different things. But I like Ron's idea of like, just maybe someone will send out an email saying, start of the new year, if you're interested in changing committees, let us know. Otherwise, we'll assume you want to stay. Yeah.
I like that too, Ron. That's great. Okay.
Sounds good. I like that. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Okay. So without any more discussion, I guess we can... Do we have a next month meeting or no?
Sounds like no. No one opposed JP's suggestion.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I just voted for you all. Oh, that means we wouldn't meet until next year.
I know. I'm sorry. It's the migraine.
That's crazy.
It's the migraine. It's the old age changing too. Hey, I reached 54 last month. So
I will miss
happy
you all.
Birthday.
Yay.
Well, hope you all have a good Thanksgiving, and I'll see you on the 29th, then at the full council meeting.
Yes, okay. Yeah. All right, guys, meeting adjourned at 3:33. Peace, love, and happiness.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.